Hi, everybody. Welcome to your monthly message as channeled through my spirit guide, Grace. Welcome. I had lots of new subscribers this month, so I'd like to welcome you all to the Channeled Wisdom community. Feel free to share this with your friends. Everybody else that is coming back to visit, I welcome you back with open arms again. I hope everyone's hanging in there. I know it's been a rough couple months, and we're going to get through this together. We're going to be here to support one another, and know that I'm always here to support you as well. And as you will see in the newsletter, that I am also offering a COVID special for the month of May, a 30-minute session at a discounted price of $80 with HST included, and that goes for any of my services you can use under that special. You can sign up on the website, www.channel-wisdom.com, under the COVID special to book as well. Spaces are limited with that as well. So I welcome you all to that offer, or you can share that as well too. So let's get in with Grace and forward you her message for the month of May. So Grace comes in, and she comes in almost like with thunder and lightning, and she's like, this is how so many people have felt. Their emotions are like thunder and lightning, rumbling and flashing, she says, and people not understanding what's going on mentally and emotionally within them. And she says, as you know, and we all know, she says, energetically, it has been quite a tough time to maintain that focus and have focus within yourselves going through such a drastic change into the environment or into the world. She says, so as we go deeper into this and looking upon things to, she says, tools and things to support you, she says, I do wish to push forward, she says, as Karen and I do channel before the writing of the newsletter to give the ideas of what's to be presented each month. She says, the focus for the month is about being able to allow yourself to regain some control over the thought in the mind. And she says the most powerful thing to be working with that is the power of intention. She says intention is a wonderful tool to, she says, reorganize and refocus, she says, different levels of thought. She says, and again, when we work with the power of intention, we are working in a way of yourself working in the present moment and speaking to yourself in a way, she says, that serves you, that sets off, she says, different sensors, if you will, within the brain to allow a state of happiness occur, she says, in very basic terminology, she says, as she kind of chuckles and winks at me with that. She says, so the power of intention will lead into manifestation. She says, but the power of intention, we know the mind is a wonderful tool and a very powerful tool. And if you know how to tap into the abilities and capabilities of using it, she says, the intention can bring such beautiful gifts. She says, without putting any expectations on it. She says, so you merely have a intention where you set that intention of, I am love. I am beauty. I am one. I am connected. She says, you hear how you bring that back into yourself and you set yourself up into a place of oneness, of refocusing and reinitiating a positive energy flow. So again, it brings this positive level of energy, frequency, vibration, where it elevates it. And she says, and it puts yourself into a level of calm. She says, so for this month, she says, and even starting after this, I would like you all to find at least 3 different statement of intentions that serve you. She says, and you can switch them throughout the month, but ones that will allow you to support you and help support you throughout this time. So I want you to think about maybe something that is a struggle. Maybe being by yourself is a struggle. And you can look at the intention of, I'm grateful for the wonderful love and support I do have in my life. She says, because there is, she says, because everyone has a level of support, whether it be through work, she says, family, friends, neighbor. She says, there is some level that even though you do not feel connected at this time, there is a part where you do need to set that level of gratefulness and positive intention, knowing that everyone is going through their struggles. But in the end, the human soul is one that connects to one another. So we are all connected on a deeper level. So please take a look at where you're at and where your mind is at, and set forth and rephrase with the power of intention to allow the manifestations to occur, to allow the positivity in your life to revamp itself up. We will get through this and we will do this together. Sending you all very much with love, light, hope, faith, peace, and kindness. All right, so thank you, Grace, for that message. And have yourself a wonderful day, and hopefully you can take these tools and put them into practice. Take care until next time.